Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local for your Thanksgiving Day. I'm David Rankin. Cowboys taking on the Buffalo Bills during the Thanksgiving Day game at the big stadium. After the loss to New England, Jerry Jones specifically called out the coaching staff. Caused a lot of people to say Jason Garrett might be back on the hot seat. Jones doubled down on that criticism when he talked on the NFL Network.
Let me just say this. I think all of us, including the fans, want to win a damn football game. Okay? Now, I know we've got a lot of other things to think about. Who's coaching? Who's playing? Who's compared to another player someplace else? How about let's win some ball games, folks? We can take out other stuff. I'm not known as a guy who gets hand cramps when I'm writing checks, but I want to win some football games.
Arlington police adding extra security at the game. They put in three new Skywatch towers. And those towers have enhanced technology to give police officers a view almost 30 feet in the air. They have cameras that can see license plates and clear pictures of people. Sergeant Michael Chitty says the new equipment's going to keep people safe.
To ensure that all spectators, all persons coming to the area can have a good time. And if anybody wants to not have a good time and want to prevent others from having a good time, we will step in and ensure that the environment is conducive for everybody to be able to have their families there and enjoy a football game.
The police are also enforcing the new Entertainment District parking ordinance in Arlington to protect neighborhoods near the stadium. Little-known quarterback that has ties to North Texas took social media by storm on this Thanksgiving Day. David Blau is the third-string quarterback for the Detroit Lions. He's originally from Carrollton. He got called into duty today against the Chicago Bears, and on his first NFL completion.
On third down and 10, good protection here. That's Galladay. What a start for Blau. Touchdown, Detroit. There are no flags.
Joe Buck with a call on Fox. 75 yards. Blau is a graduate of Creekview High School in Carrollton. Thieves are doing some window shopping of their own today. Richardson's police sergeant Kevin Perlick says be aware of your surroundings.
You see a lot of these take, lock, and hide. Pay particular attention to those during this period of time because there are a lot of folks out there just as, you know, the law-abiding folks are out there doing their shopping. You've got the criminal element out there that's doing their shopping just as much. They're coming in behind you and trying to take advantage of folks that are not being cautious about where they put things and leaving things out in plain sight.
Travelers Insurance did a study a couple years ago that found that thefts outside the home increased 28% on Black Friday compared to any other day. In Dallas, they trotted like turkeys.
3, 2, 1.
And just like that, thousands of runners took off in the annual turkey trot. A lot of them bundled up in hats and rain jackets. But the cold weather isn't getting these turkeys down.
We're out here at the family, super pumped, a little freezing. I got some shorts on. Feeling good.
And this morning, the littlest gobblers kicked off the day in the junior turkey trot.
This was really fun. I like it.
All proceeds from the event go to benefit the Dallas YMCA. In Dallas, Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Fort Worth, nonprofits working with a care center for dementia patients to train a new generation of healthcare workers to take care of the elderly.
The James L. West Center for Dementia Care has been working with Fort Worth ISD to set up healthcare curriculum at Northside High School.
We have a huge shortage of healthcare workers in the United States, and it doesn't exclude Fort Worth.
The center's CEO, Cheryl Harding, says that she's also working with nonprofits to set up a class in January that'll train 10 people as certified nurses assistants who can specialize in caring for dementia and Alzheimer's patients.
We feel like it's very unique in the approach. We don't have any other CNA courses that we know of throughout the state of Texas that are doing the things that we're doing with this one.
She hopes to use that first class as a model to hold larger training courses. The Sid Richardson Foundation's given the center funding for the program for 2 years. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.
A local group getting closer to meeting a big goal, but time's running out. The DFW chapter of Wreaths Across America wants to decorate every grave in the DFW National Cemetery for the holidays. The tall order, they need 46,000 wreaths to do it. Right now they have about 30,000, but it's still more than they've ever had before. Chris Bush helped start the chapter in 2009. Every year the operation has grown, and the goal is always the same, to decorate every grave. This year, he says, they just might do it. You can donate online or via text. The deadline is Monday.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.